Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, the Duke of Windsor has been crowned. Caleb Windsor was last night named this week's Rising Star nominee, with Melbourne's teenage winger gathering 18 disposals, 9 score involvements, 6 tackles and a goal in the big win over Geelong. And thanks to rjsanderson.com.au, personal and business tax experts, the young man joins us on the line. Caleb, big congratulations and welcome. Great to talk to you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I've gone with Duke, which admittedly is hardly original. I've heard the Windsor Knot a few times. Can we just quickly clear up the nickname?
Oh, to be honest, I don't even really know where it's come from. I've got no idea where it's originated from, but a lot of people are starting to use it. So I think I'm just going with it at this point.
Well, I must admit, I wasn't clear on what it was. So are we rolling with Duke, are we?
I think so. I think that's what everyone's going with, but yeah.
You're not like you got a lot of say in it anyway, really?
No, not at all.
Obviously, much of what you would hold dear, Caleb, is the internal feedback. But, I mean, we're all human, and it must feel great to get that external recognition as well.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a great feeling knowing that, I'm getting recognised and all the hard work's paying off. It's awesome.
And I imagine something like this, mum and dad love it. Friends and other family members must love it. Has the phone been buzzing away since yesterday?
Yeah, 100%. It's been going off. I found out early in the morning and didn't really tell anyone because I had training and I wouldn't be able to reply to them during the day. So I told everyone after. And by that time, everyone had already found out through social media. Right. So my phone was already popping off.
How many texts are you going to be able to reply to them all?
I'll try. I've gotten through a bit of them so far, but there's still a lot more, so I'll have to see.
It's great to have so many people in your corner and so many well wishes. And hey, it wasn't your only award this week. Did I see you'd got yourself a TV thanks to Channel 7 at the weekend?
Yeah, I did. Yep, that was a pretty good surprise.
What was that all about?
I think it was the Harvey Norman MVP or something. That's what they called it. It was good timing because I said in the interview that I had broken my TV in the front lounge, so perfect timing.
How does one manage to break their TV in the lounge room?
Yeah, well, I was playing golf just in the lounge and trying to get one of the balls in the cup holders on the couch, and it didn't really go as planned, and then straight into the TV and smashed it. So
sorry, you've got the pitching wedge out inside.
Yeah, that's correct. Yep.
Are you still at home, Caleb, or are you out on your own?
No, I'm still at home, yep.
Mum and Dad would have been thrilled with that.
Yeah, no, they weren't too happy with it.
You're obviously keen on the golf. Obviously, you're better at playing footy than golf. You're keen on a bit of golf?
Yeah, I've tried to get into it recently, since the start of the year. I'm on my days off, so.
Yeah.
But, not that good at it, so.
That's world's best timing, though, to get a TV from the Seven Network, an ideal replacement. I don't know, what's a new TV go for these days? I'm not sure what your payment setup's like from the club and your management, but that would have been a decent outlay, I'd reckon, to replace that.
Yeah, definitely would have left a hole in my pockets.
Do you pinch yourself a bit? I mean, you're 18, you're starting on a wing in a team in premiership contention. Can it be difficult sometimes to stay present? You sound like a level-headed kid, but do you just have to stop every now and then and think, holy heck, this has all happened really fast?
Yeah, sometimes. It's really weird. Like, I caught myself, I can, even like a month into pre-season, I was watching training and I realised, geez, I'm playing with people like Christian Petrarca, Max Gorn, training with them, and it's like, it's just normal now. Like, it's a bit weird. It's all happened so quick, like you said. But, yeah, definitely got to pinch myself every now and then. So
it's only November that you were pick seven. I mean, it's almost like one minute you're a kid playing for fun, the next minute you're a draft hopeful, and the next minute you're playing huge games at the biggest stadium in the country, the MCG.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
So let's step through this exciting journey of yours. Listerfield Junior Footy Club, Caleb. What drew you to the game initially? What drew you to the game that's now your career and your life? What made you fall in love with it?
It probably started at Knox Falcons. My dad played there pretty much his whole career, and I used to watch him play seniors and stuff like that, and then went on to play Auskick at Knox and played a bit of my junior footy there, and then moved to Listerfield with a few mates, and just fell in love with the game. Like love playing with all my mates every weekend, and then going to school the day after and talking about it all. And it was awesome fun.
Because we all play for fun at that stage. I mean, what gave you singularly the most joy in the game? Was it kicking a goal, taking a mark, having a bounce, laying a tackle? What was the most addictive part of the game?
That's a good question. I do love tackling. That's probably one thing I love. Like, obviously, I've got an older brother, so competing against him just in the backyard and, you know, wrestling him, stuff like that, definitely got me in love with the game. But then, also just playing with mates and, just making memories with them is just, it's awesome.
Who'd you barrack for?
I went for Collingwood, so it was perfect timing to get drafted the year they won the premiership.
And who was on the bedroom wall as a kid, if anyone?
I used to wear Dane Swan and Daisy Thomas's jerseys.
Yeah.
So I'd probably have to be them too.
So as you progress through, you get yourself to the Eastern Rangers, of course. I think you developed a close friendship there with Nick Watson, didn't you? Who was obviously taken two picks before you at Hawthorn. Do you two keep in touch?
Yeah, we're best mates. I've known him since year seven at Robel Secondary College. So we used to go to school with each other.
Yep.
And that kind of friendship just formed from there.
Yep. Okay. Did you give him his nickname, or did that start from somewhere else?
Oh, that started, from somewhere else.
Your development at Melbourne then, Caleb. So tell us a bit about the David Neitz Academy. I'm a bit fascinated by this. It started before your time, but obviously is well and truly in full flow now. Tell us a bit about the David Neitz Academy.
Yeah, so it's for the 1 to 3 year boys. Mark Williams runs it, and he kind of just teaches us things like little stuff like just even media training, financial stuff, like just little things like that. But then also obviously teaches us about the game and like little things we can do to correct our game. He's awesome.
So does he run, knowing Mark, would he do sort of fake interviews? Would he pretend he's Mike Sheehan, and would there be a bit of role playing in there?
Yeah, that's exactly what we did the other week. We pretended to do interviews and videoed them, and then showed them in front of the group and kind of got feedback off it, which was good.
Yeah. He famously used to take, I think, young Richmond players into the CBD to help them with the hook turns, especially the interstaters who weren't familiar with hook turns in the city. Hasn't given you any driving practice, has he?
Hasn't done that yet.
Simon Goodwin and the relationship with him as the senior coach. What's that been like, Caleb?
Yeah, it's been good. I remember ever since the draft, he kind of just always wanted to, get close and build a good relationship. And I think he's, continuing to do that, not just with me, but with all the players, which is, it's pretty cool.
So, correct me if I'm wrong here, but watching you from afar, endurance and speed are your strengths. So, philosophically, what do you spend more time on? Do you spend more time on those things because they're your weapons and you can maximise them to cause maximum damage? Or do you work more on the things you're not so good at to broaden your skill set?
Yeah, I guess it's pretty much a balance of both, really. Like, it also depends on, like, if there's something I'm doing in a game that week that I've, haven't really done to my best, and I'll go back the next week and work on that stuff, if that makes sense. So, like, for me, I think it was last game, my skill execution wasn't that great. So the next week I went and worked on that, made sure I got that to where it was and even better. So, yeah, I guess it's just a balance.
So the modern game as a winger, like how many Ks, what does your GPS say? How many Ks roughly would you churn out on a game day?
Yeah, I think it's around, depending on the game time, I think it's around like 13 Ks, 13 and a half, I think.
Yep. So one thing that's hard to coach, I think anyway, is a player's thirst for it all, like the hunger, the want, the desire. So to look like at the weekend that Tom Atkins had given you the slip, but then you doggedly stick at it and pin him. Have you always had that tenacity in you, or is it something you've had to work on?
It's definitely something I've had to work on, especially last year, I think, at the Coates Talent League. That was, one of the things I, knew I needed to work on, and then kind of just kept improving it game by game.
Yep. And to kick the goal at a critical time, I mean, what goes into that? What's going on inside that brain of yours at a moment like that in a game?
Yeah. Well, obviously I missed that first set shot, mm-hmm. which was a lot easier during the game. And then, going back, kind of just went through my routine. Like, I practice my set shots a lot. So just going through my routine, keeping everything the same as always. And, just going back and kicking it.
Bit of emotion in the celebration too, which we love.
Yeah. Always love a goal, so...
You wear the number 6, obviously, at Melbourne. So the Melbourne locker room, does it work in a traditional sense? So if it does, you'd have Jack Viney on one side with 7, and you'd have a guy by the name of Christian Petrarca on the other side with 5. Is that the setup?
Yeah, that's correct, yep.
So I have to ask, what's it like having two of the strongest midfielders in the game, one on your left, one on your right, to pick the brains of?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a great 2 mentors to have to start my footy career, I think. I guess I'm pretty lucky. Couldn't really ask for any 2 better players to be helping me out at the start of my AFL career. So
I don't think you could. Awesome. I don't think you could. And for different reasons, they've come through as high-profile picks, with a lot of attention and I guess by extension, a lot of pressure. What have they spoken to you about, the early weeks and months and years of your career in that sense?
It was kind of more just like, not worrying about like the outside voices. Mm. You've obviously got a role to play, and not many people, your role might not be getting 30 possessions, and you might not get that one game, and people might see it as a bad game. But the team knows that you got, you played your role and stuff like that. So kind of just listening to the people that know you and know what you need to do is for the team, instead of all the outside voices that don't really have a very good idea of what, the team wants from you. So.
And there's so many outside voices at the moment. So how are you going with all of that?
Yeah, pretty good, to be honest. Like, it doesn't seem to me to be bothering me yet. But then again, hasn't really been that bad for me yet, I guess.
Yeah. So as a pick 7 in the draft, as you were, I mean, it's a whole other conversation, but the first round these days is a complicated affair given picks are traded, compo picks come in, there's father-sons at play. So traditionally a pick as high as you would have gone to, I guess, a struggling club, whereas you've gone to a really strong one. So you've got an endless stream of intel to source, but at the same time the competition for spots, albeit you've played every game, is really fierce as well. So it's an interesting dynamic for you as a high pick.
Yeah, it is. I got pretty lucky. As you said, usually the higher picks go to struggling teams, but yeah, I was lucky enough to go to what I think is a top four side. Couldn't have asked to go to a better club, to be honest. I love the Melbourne Demons. Like, they've been so good to me. They've welcomed me with open arms, and the boys are great as well. Like, the culture there is unreal. So. Yeah.
And who are you tight with down there, Caleb? I mean, I don't know if we mentioned the guys on your left and your right in the locker room. I'm not sure if you've got a mentor program there or you just naturally connect with some of the guys, but who are you closest with down there?
Yeah, probably have to be obviously the first year boys. Like, we do a lot together. Like Colton Tolstrop and Kynan Brown. We've become pretty close since we both got drafted. We all got drafted together. They're great. They're awesome to hang out with. So,
and look, having said all that, like Melbourne's strength as a flag contender and a top 5 side and all that, I mean, having said that, you're part of this generation next in this side. I mean, it's a very different one to last year at Melbourne. There were 5 players on Saturday night who have played less than 10 games. That's yourself, Tajwo Woden, Howes, Bailey Laurie, Disco Turner as well. So what's the bond like between you guys as, I guess, the real future of the club?
Yeah, it's pretty good. Like, as I said, we've got the David Neitz Academy where we all help each other out. And I think we're all kind of just going through it together, going through the same stuff right now. And we're just helping each other out game by game. And, it's awesome.
Caleb, it's been a pleasure, mate. Just before we go, when does the new TV get installed?
I'm not too sure. I think it's been
getting delivered soon. But yeah, I think Mum's more keen on it than me, considering I smashed the other TV. So
yeah, and just to clear this up once and for all, are the golf clubs, are the sticks banned from the lounge room now?
I don't think they will be now that I've earned back the TV. But I guess if I break it again, then maybe they might get banned.
That's just more pressure on the chipping game, on your short game.
Yeah, exactly right.
Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you, mate. Great to talk to you. Well done on the Rising Star nominee. Hopefully it's just a small accolade on the way to many, many more for you and your club. Great to watch your career unfold, mate. All the best with it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.